Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is Brad Finstead, the president of the center, and it's great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
So it seems appropriate, since we've reached that point in the year where we start looking ahead and also looking backward, first maybe a peek backward at the year 2009.
Well, it was definitely a year of change, and change seemed to be the key word of 2009. President Obama bringing that word from the campaign into his administration, but also a change just for the everyday person in this state. We see change all around us with the economy, with the struggling ag world in some cases, in other cases a strong ag world. But just change overall, I think, is just a good way to describe what's just happened.
I think that's pretty accurate. And, you know, we see varying degrees across the nation of unemployment. But I think unemployment is one of the big things people are looking at. And certainly in rural Minnesota, it's hit hard, and in some places very, very hard.
Yeah, you have a lot of people, you know, it's not just the unemployment rate, and that is a huge issue and an issue that needs to be dealt with, but you also have the scared employed.
Yes.
You know, those that are employed and they're just right on the edge. They don't know what next month brings or next week brings, and, you know, with that, you have a more tense population, a more edgy population that's really really just focused on keeping their job, and it's a different world than we live in, you know. 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, their jobs were everywhere. You could lose a job in a day, and you could get another job the next day.
Yeah.
And not too different in the housing market.
Right.
You could sell a house in a day, buy a house the next day, and things were moving. Things were exciting and happening, and now it's just it's overcorrected, and it's changed, and we're now in a different world than we were just a couple years ago.
You know, when you look at some of the economic indicators, there are some positive things happening. I mean, and, you know, this goes to even at the state level, although tax revenues have been just, you know, really, really horrible in terms of tax collections. But there are some, you know, hints of recovery And I guess, you know, that's something we can hold on to as we look at what happened really from about halfway through the third quarter into the end of the year.
Yeah, as Minnesotans, you know, we're always positive. So we have some indicators that are showing some growth and some change out of this tough, tight times. We see house sales increasing at quite a rapid rate over the last couple months, which is, you know, seasonally not typical of the winter months
right.
in Minnesota. So that's positive. The unemployment numbers have stabilized a little bit. And we also see, we see some glimpses of manufacturing rebounds in spots, and we see some expansions, spotty, however, but we do see some companies that are starting to grow their way through this. So I think next year will be exciting, and we'll see what the year brings.
Well, it has been a year of challenges, and that's certainly in keeping with change. Change is often difficult, so our next program, we'll take a look forward, see if we can get out the crystal ball. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.